Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
I think we'd need a lot more fire than that, don't you? Hello? No use talking about the fire. We need to be inflamed with the fire. This is a week of fire. Hello? Come on, you're back at Rafi now. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of teaching for about 5 minutes, and we'll see what the Lord is saying to us. Thank you. You are aware that the Lord loves you. Nobody can understand why, but he does. Hallelujah. And you know that there's different words for love. I'm so used to writing it in the Greek letters, I always find it difficult to do it. In the English. Agape, we know, is different from emotional love. It's different from sexual love. It's different from the love of friendship. It's particularly the love of God. And we know that that is the love with which he loves you. Now, I'm going to give you another word, even if you can't read the Greek, you can see there's the agape and there's T-O-S, tos. So that would be agapetos. Now this is love. And this means beloved. Agapetos. Now you remember when Jesus came to the River Jordan, was baptized, after he came up out of the water, he was praying and the Spirit came upon him and the voice was heard from heaven, "This is my Son, my beloved, my agapetos." When he went up the Mount of Transfiguration with his three disciples and his human body was transfigured into his glorious body, that same voice from heaven said similar words, "This is my Son, my beloved, my agapetos." Now, what's the significance of this? Well, this love is different from other loves. It's a love that gives. God loves the world that he gave his Son. It's a love that is expressed in giving. It's not a love that is expressed in emotion or in sexual attraction. It's a love that gives. It gives because it seeks the greatest welfare of the one who is loved by it. So it gives, and to those to whom it gives, or God gives this love, he is seeking their greatest welfare. So if God loves you with agape love, he is always seeking your greatest welfare. It's a love that is faithful in the sense that God always loves. It's always consistent with this love. It's not like emotional love where you can switch it on and switch it off, or sexual attraction switches on, switches off. This is a love that is constant, faithful, enduring all the time. And it's a love that perseveres. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, God perseveres in that love for you. Even when you step outside of his will, even if you were, perish the thought, but even if you were to backslide at any point, God's love would still persevere. And like the prodigal son, when you turned back to him and came back to his will and his purpose, that love would embrace you again, because he always perseveres in his love for you, no matter what you do. Are you there? Now, it's a love that never responds negatively. Now, let me show you what I mean. Because these two things, the persevering, never responding negatively, go together. We've just been celebrating Holy Week and Easter. And if you think of the events that happened just during the course of those days leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus, he was in one situation after another that was completely negative, and that he was treated in a very negative way. But he always persevered in love. He was deserted by all his disciples when he was arrested. But he didn't take offense. He wasn't upset. They fell asleep before that when he asked them to pray, because this was his hour of greatest need. And all he says to them is, could you not watch with me but 1 hour? But he didn't stop loving them. And we know by the way he appeared to them in his risen body, his love for them was still the same. He didn't take offense. He didn't judge them, didn't condemn them. Peter denies him 3 times. And Jesus, again, doesn't throw him out, doesn't say, what a waste of time you are. That love perseveres. That love does not react negatively. We see by the encounters that he had with Peter in his risen body that Peter was restored long before those 3 questions, do you love me? He was restored immediately when Jesus appeared to him again. This is the love of God. Never responds negatively. Always positively, because the nature of that love does not change according to circumstances. Right, now, what are we talking about this for? Because you are God's agapetos. Every day of my life, God calls me beloved several times whenever I'm listening to him. So what does that mean? It means I'm his agapetos. You're his agapetos because you're his child. You're a co-heir with Christ. This is your position, right? So God doesn't love you in an emotional way. He's not sort of cooing over you, oh, you wonderful, beloved child. He loves you with his agape love. He regards you as his agapetos. In Greek, ho agapetos tou theou, the beloved of God. That's who you are. So the nature of the love that he has for you means that he always wants to give to you. Even if you don't want to give to him, he always wants to give to you, because he is concerned for your best welfare, he always wants to give you his best. Hello? But the measure you give is the measure you get back. So he waits for you to give to him, and then he gives to you. That giving to him of yourself puts you in the position where you're able to receive what he wanted to give to you long before you actually gave to him. That love is always there. It's always constant. He always wants to give every day of your life, any moment of any day. He wants to pour that love into your heart. He wants to touch your life with that love in whatever way you need to receive that love. But he waits for you to give. The measure you give is the measure you get back. But what you get back is good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, because you get agape. Whatever you give to him is but a pale reflection of the love that he has for you. So that love is always there. It's always faithful, never changes, doesn't change with emotion, doesn't change with feelings, doesn't change with circumstances, doesn't change according to what you do, because this is the love of God. This is the love that is there according to what he does. And he doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the love of Jesus is always constant. That agape is always there. Now, as we began to see last night, if we're going to experience reformation, God wants to raise the level of our performance to be much nearer our position. Your position is that you are the beloved of the Lord. That's why you're in Christ. That's why Christ is in you. That's why you're a child of God. That's why you're a co-heir with Christ. That's why he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That's why he's anointed you with the Holy One. Behind all those actions is his agape. Behind all those actions is the fact that you are his agapetos, his beloved child. You're allowed to say hallelujah. So, we can only love because he first loves us. The level of our performance is actually the level of our love for God and for others. If there's this credibility gap we were talking about last night between our position and our performance, that credibility gap exists because of the inadequacy of our love. The more we love him, the more our performance matches our position. Your position never changes according to your performance. Say hallelujah again. But what God wants is for you to live at the level of your performance, of your position, the level of your position. So, the more we recognize, not just our position, because you know that. You know these scriptures by now. You know you're in Christ. You know that Christ lives in you. You know he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing. You know you're a co-heir with Christ. Nobody needs to tell you that anymore. You know that. But your ability to live in the good of all those truths depends upon your love for him. And you can only love because he's first loved you. So your ability to love him and live in the good of your position ultimately depends upon how you appreciate the way God loves you. Not just your position, but what lies in the heart of God behind that position. What caused him to place you in that position? That high calling, the highest place that it's possible for a human being to be placed. There is no person on earth that lives in a higher position than you. There may be lots of Christians that have a better performance than you, but nobody has a better position than you. Right. But as we saw last night, Jesus talks about the least and the greatest in the kingdom. And he says the greatest in the kingdom are those who obey his commands and teach others to do so. The least in the kingdom are those who don't do that. They don't obey his commands and they don't teach others to do. Well, if you don't obey the commands yourself, you can't teach others, can you? Not with any integrity, anyway. So he wants you as his beloved because he seeks your highest welfare. He wants you to be great in kingdom terms. We saw last night, didn't we, that living in Reformation is living kingdom lifestyle in the world. Yes? The world which lives by the spirit of this world, not by the spirit of God. The world doesn't live kingdom life, but we are called to have a kingdom lifestyle, living kingdom life in the midst of the darkness of the world. And we can only do that in the power of the Spirit. But our ability to do it is dependent upon this revelation of God's love. In other words, your performance, the level at which you actually operate and live as a Christian, all depends upon how much you love God. If you love me, you will obey my commands. What's obeying his commands? That's being greatest in his kingdom. That's living according to your position. Are we getting this? But you see, your ability to love him is a response to understanding how much he loves you. Hello. So you need to know you're his agapetos. That just as he says to Jesus, you are my beloved son, he says to you, you are my beloved child. So my love for you means I always want to give to you. I'm seeking your greatest welfare. I will always be faithful in my love to you. I will always persevere in that love, no matter what you're getting up to. And I will never react negatively, no matter what you do or say to me. My response will always be one of love. See, this is why in those scriptures that we saw yesterday, Jesus says, you can't, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because that worry is a denial of realizing you're his agapetos. Hello? If you're in a difficult situation, God, in his love for you, is seeking your greatest welfare. That's why the scripture says in all things he's working for your good. So it doesn't matter what situation you're in, he is seeking your greatest welfare. He is seeking your greatest good. Why? Because of his faithful love towards you. Even when you grieve him, even when you do things against him, that will not influence or affect his love. Because that love perseveres, and that love perseveres through every adverse negative reaction. Now, this is the same love that he's put into your heart by the Holy Spirit. That's why he says, don't worry about anything. Don't judge. That's a negative reaction to circumstances. Forgive, because that's a positive reaction. If you withhold forgiveness, that's a negative reaction. It's a denial of God's love. And therefore, until you get restored to forgiving, you are not able to receive the mercy of God, because mercy is one aspect of his love. How does he express his agape? Essentially, in mercy and in grace. The mercy that forgives and restores you whenever that's necessary. The grace that gives you everything you need in order to enable you to fulfill his will and purpose. Are we getting this? So you could say there's nobody on this earth that is loved more than you by God. This is why, you know, it says that God has no favorites. Because every one of his children is his beloved. I've got three children. I love each one of them equally. Never, my wife and I have always been very, very careful never to prefer one above any of the others. That's just a small reflection of our Father's love. His love is the same for every one of us. Now, whether we live in that love or not is dependent upon our performance. But the great thing is, even when our performance isn't good, even if our performance is down here somewhere instead of where it needs to be, that does not affect his love for you. So your performance doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the word of God. It doesn't change anything. It just means you're the nutcase for not living according to the way that God wants you to live. And so enjoy his best favor. His grace is his favor. You see, and what he wants to do is to show you his favor. Grace, see, grace is receiving that which he wants to give. But as I said just now, our ability to do that depends upon how we give to him. It isn't that we earn his love. It's just that we put ourselves in the position where we're able to receive. The good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Just like when we forgive, we put ourselves in the position of being able to receive the mercy of God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You give mercy to others, you receive it yourself. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive, literally as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. So, our performance obviously affects the way we're able to live or enjoy the position that God has given us. The problem for every believer is that they get their eyes on themselves, on their feelings, on their emotions, on their desires, on their circumstances, on their problems, on their needs, and they get their eyes off Jesus. The Holy Spirit all the time wants to keep your focus on the Lord. Your natural tendency is to look at the Lord and then get back to looking at yourself. Now, my Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus, which is like saying, glue them to Jesus. Don't glance at him. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Now, if you're fixing your eyes on Jesus, you're fixing your eyes on the Beloved One. The Beloved Son of God. As his brother or sister, he is your brother according to Scripture. As a co-heir, you are also beloved. So you keep your eyes on the Beloved One, and you are able to live more effectively as one who is beloved. But you see, you're not loved with filio. That's the sort of love we have in families and between friends. You're not loved with eros. People call it eros, but it's really eros. You're not loved by God in a sexual way, but you're loved with this unchanging, persevering, love that always seeks your greatest welfare. Now, what's he looking for in the life of all of his children? He's looking for a response to that agape. He's looking for you to respond to his love by loving him. Now, that's always been God's purpose. The summary of the law of the Old Testament is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's agape. That's how God loves you. God wouldn't ask you to respond with a love that was greater than his love. So if we can speak of God in this way, we could say that God loves you with all his heart, all his mind, all his soul, all his strength. What that means, in effect, is that God withholds nothing from you. He loves you wholeheartedly. He loves you consistently. And that love for you will never change. Nothing in the whole of creation can separate you from that love. That's what Paul says. You'll never really be able to understand the extent of that love, how high, how deep, how wide, how long that love is. But Paul prays for the Ephesians, doesn't he, that he wants them to know more of the extent of that love. But that love for you is so great, you'll never understand. I mean, I've been a Christian for, 65 odd years or more now, and I'm still discovering more and more of how great God's love for me is. It's amazing that the one who is love, remember, it's his nature to love. Now, there's one other thing about this love. It is actually the most important thing about it. It's holy love. Remember, the scripture says that God is love. It also says God is holy. Now, both those statements are speaking about the nature of God, who he is by nature. By nature, you are human. By nature, he is holy love. Holy in the sense of being absolutely pure, having no secret agendas. You see, when people are attracted to one another sexually, they're looking for something from the other person. They want sexual fulfillment. When they love with the fellowship kind of love, you choose your friends, but you're looking for a mutual friendship. God's love is absolutely pure. It has no secret agendas. Now, because he loves you, he wants your highest welfare because you're loved with that love. But you see, he loved you even when you were still a sinner. His secret agenda didn't exist. It wasn't, well, if you love me, then I'll love you. No, he loved you before you even knew about him. This is pure love. It's just the nature of holy love. But that's the nature of the love that he's put within you. So he wants you to love him without any secret agendas. In other words, you don't love him because you think he'll give you a good ministry or you'll find the right husband or wife or any sort of motivation like that. He wants you to love him because you love him. He loves you because he is love. So he loved you before the creation of the world. He chose you. He predestined you, Paul says in chapter 1 of Ephesians, he predestined you in love to be his child. You didn't know him, you hadn't done anything to deserve his love. It's just the nature of his love. Pure, holy. So the scripture says we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Why? Because God has put into our hearts that agape love. So if we are loving one another with the same love that he loves us, it's going to be a holy love, not going to have secret agendas. Well, I'll love you so long as you treat me well, and if you don't treat me well, I'll walk away from you. Hello? No, it's not that kind of love. It's a love that gives, so you're going to give and bless and serve, encourage, build up, just as he gives to you in that way. You're going to seek the greatest welfare of those around you because this is the love, this agape love that God has poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit. You're going to be faithful in your love. You're going to keep covenant. God hates unfaithfulness, hates people breaking covenant. Hello? You're going to persevere in your love, even if sometimes there are tensions in a relationship, you don't give up on the relationship and walk away, then find it embarrassing to be in each other's company. You get things sorted. Put things right. You persevere in your love. Are we there? And you don't respond negatively. Even if someone hurts you, upsets you, you still don't react negatively because you have agape love for them, not just filial love. You don't love them simply with that human love. But all that, you see, is simply the outworking of God's love in us. And the level of our performance in the way that we love others would be dependent upon how we are relating to the one who loves us. Now, if you are beloved, what do you think that signifies as far as God is concerned? Well, he wants to love you in all those ways, but if you are beloved of someone, you want to spend time with them. You see, what is worship? It's your time with the beloved. It's your expressing your love and honor and praise for the one who has made you his beloved. I've never been into the Song of Songs. It doesn't do it for me as it does for some people. Kay Chance loves it, and we've talked about it, and I still don't love it like she loves it. But, I mean, the message I understand from Watchman Nee of the Song of Songs is that we are the beloved of the Lord. That I can understand. And as the beloved of the Lord, he's chosen us to be his bride. And you wouldn't want a bride that you didn't want to spend time with. So this worship, from God's point of view, is your time to be with the one who loves you. Prayer is an extension of that. This is when you sit down together and you listen to him and he listens to you. You hear his voice so that you can follow him. But the essence of worship is not just to say, Lord, I love you, because that's, you know, what does that mean if we don't obey his commands? But actually what he wants is to be expressing our love for him. Now, do you think you should do that in a wholehearted way or a half-hearted way? You see, if we are expressing love for God, we don't need instruments. We don't need anybody up there leading us. We don't need anybody motivating us. When we had a great move of worship back in the 90s, nobody needed anybody else to motivate them to worship. That's the thing. You don't look for someone up there to sing the right song that is going to get you going, get your focus on the Lord. Now, it's great to have a band, but you see, they're here to accompany the worship, not to lead it. Hello? The Holy Spirit is the one who leads it, isn't it? We don't want the Holy Spirit leading just one or two people up there choosing songs, but he is to lead you in your worship, because what the Holy Spirit wants to inspire is that you are worshiping God with all your heart. Now, what's this got to do with the Reformation that God wants to bring into our lives this week? Well, Reformation is going to happen not just by teaching what it is God wants, but by our encountering God, our meeting with God, our meeting with him in worship, our meeting with him in prayer. And that's all going to come out of the motivation of our hearts to respond to the motivation of his heart. His heart is just full of love for you because you're his agapetos. And he wants your heart just to be full of love for him. You see, he wants to be your agapetos. You're his beloved. He wants to be your beloved. Are we there? Worship isn't always like that, is it? See, I find, you know, as I move around and go to different places, I find that what people are really looking for when they worship is they just want to experience the presence of the Lord. And they think, oh, if the presence of the Lord is there, that's a good time to worship. To me, that's a pretty low bar to set, really, because the Lord is always present, and it shouldn't take much for him to reveal his presence if we're worshiping him. But surely the Lord wants something much, much greater than just for us to experience his presence, especially when the scripture says we're to come right into the Holy of Holies. His presence is the holy place, it's not the Holy of Holies. And we're supposed to come right into the Holy of Holies, not just the holy place. But you see, surely what God wants is to have, if we can use this language for a moment, an embrace of love with his beloved ones. To me, that's what worship is. Worship is an embrace of the beloved Lord with his beloved child. Now, there's different ways of embracing, aren't there? Where you're guarding and protecting yourself and you know, hugging people of the other sex, that's an understandable thing. But when you really love someone and, you know, there's, you don't need to worry about anything like that, you really hug them. Like a parent and child. Really love, you hold them tight. That's worship. It's not, oh Lord, I love you. We're just about touching. No, it's that embrace, a holy hug. It's not a system of songs. See, last night when we began to worship in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit could have taken us into one of those holy hugs. But it's a holy hug. You see, what happens is you begin to encounter him in his holiness. You begin to move from the holy place of knowing his presence into the Holy of Holies. You begin to draw near with sincere hearts in full assurance of faith. Now, is this sentiment emotion? Not a bit of it, because agape is not that kind of love. What does the word anointing mean? Anointing means to rub up against. So, what God wants is that embrace in agape love, so we're rubbing up against the anointed one. Why does it mean that? Because you see, when you rub up against the anointing, that anointing is imparted to you. So you rub up against the Lord as we worship, as we pray, and an impartation takes place. You think for a moment of Acts chapter 2 when the Spirit came upon them. What was the context? The context was they were praying and worshiping. Spirit just didn't sort of appear from nowhere because they were sitting down having dinner or doing something else. Now, the whole question is whether we want to be that close to Jesus. Because from his point of view, there's nothing stopping us. You see, in his agape, with you, his agapetos, he wants to give to you his very best because he's seeking your greatest welfare. So the more of himself that he can impart to you, the better he will like it. Now, just watch my hands again, like we did last night. This performance, this position up here, performance there. Right. Now, what happens when we worship him and we experience this embrace of love? At that moment, your performance is matching your position. Now, it would be wonderful if you could live for the rest of the day in that position. But you see, the fact that you have actually touched God, let's put it that way, you've embraced him and he's embraced you, something is imparted to you. That is not only going to affect that day, it's going to affect you long term. Now, what God wants to do, you see, in any move of his Spirit, whether you call it reformation, revival, restoration, or whatever, is people keep encountering him. They keep meeting with him in that embrace. So you get amazing worship. You get amazing times of prayer. It is so easy to pray because you're praying in that encounter, in that position of unity with him. I mean, when you're in that place, all you can do is pray and worship. There's nothing else to do. And it's not difficult to do. When we're down here somewhere, you're wondering how much longer the prayer meeting's going on. You're tempted to look at your watch all the time. How much longer? When you're there in that embrace with the Lord, time doesn't exist. It really doesn't exist. You'll pray for an hour and it'll seem like 2 minutes. I've certainly told some of you that, well, one of the meetings we had during time of revival that we had some years ago, usually we had somebody else on the team who always opened the meetings and prayed for the meetings before the band started to lead the worship and these crusades that we led. But on this occasion, he wasn't there, so I said, I'll pray for the meeting at the beginning and then the worship team can do their business. And so I came to the microphone and I started to pray. Now, I was totally oblivious to the fact, I mean, this is an evangelistic meeting, right? I prayed for an hour. I didn't know I prayed for an hour. I thought I prayed for 2 or 3 minutes. I prayed for an hour. When we were in one of these big concert halls, seated about 1,200, 1,500, something like that, and it was packed. And when I opened my eyes, 50 people had come forward to give themselves to the Lord. All the aisles were full of people on their faces before God. Those that were still left, because they were sort of, theater-like seats, those that were still left in the rows because there was no room in the aisles, they were all on their knees. I didn't know any of that was happening. I was just lost in God for an hour. But you see, at that moment, I was in God's embrace, totally oblivious to anything else. Totally oblivious. I couldn't even tell you what I prayed. And this is the point, you see. If we're in that embrace, then things are going to happen to other people all around us. Now, he's not fending you off. He's not keeping you at a distance. Or me. He wants all of us to draw near with faith, sincere hearts and full assurance of faith, right into that Holy of Holies, right into that place where every time we come in here, it's like that. But there's one secret to that. You come in here for him, not you. Your desire, you don't have a secret agenda. I want to meet with God because I've got this issue, or I need that healing, or this or that or the other. That's your secret agenda. No, when you worship, this is the time which is for him alone. Remember, I just told you that in those times before those crusade meetings, we always had 2 hours of prayer. Nobody was allowed to pray for the meeting. Nobody was allowed to pray for the area or the people coming or anything like that for the first hour. The first hour was just for the Lord. Then the second hour, we could pray for the meeting, the people that were coming, and listen to what God was saying about what he was going to do and so on. But the first hour was just for him. But you see, everybody was in the place of that embrace with him. So that was no hardship. People weren't sort of champing at the bit, waiting to the time when they could pray for the meeting. Everybody lost in God for an hour. Holiness of God would be upon us. Now, you know, I'm not living in the past, I'm living in the present. But I know if God can do that stuff, then he can do that stuff now. He can do stuff even greater than anything I've encountered. But what I do know is he's the same God, same Lord, have the same Spirit. Why should we settle for anything less? Hello, 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 hello. See, God's asked me to write this thing on Reformation. Said to me the other day, said, you've been a reformer all your life. That's why I've asked you to write it. I've never thought of myself like that, never would have described myself like that. But I understood what he meant. But what I know he's also saying is, I can't write about what I once knew, but what it must be happening now. And because it's not just an individual personal thing, it's a corporate thing, this is what God is going to do amongst us corporately in these coming weeks. Not just amongst us here in Rothby, but in the whole of Kingdom Faith and beyond. So, all I'm doing this morning is just setting out God's agenda. Because, you know, I've been writing all this stuff, thousands of words the last couple of weeks, and it's all stuff that I know has got to be said about what God is wanting to do in his church and boom, 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 and all that. It's all good stuff. The Holy Spirit's really anointing and it's flowing and all that, all that. But you think to yourself, okay, but there has to be the starting point. What's the starting point, Lord? And this is what I've been saying here this week. Yesterday when I was praying, I said, Lord, I just don't know where to start this week. I really just don't know where to start. There's so much. And the Lord said, well, you just start with me. You just start with worshiping me. You just start with that embrace with me. You just start rubbing up against me, the anointed one. All the other stuff will fit into place. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. You won't need to worry, right? And the measure you use will be measured back to you. You give of your best to the Lord in that way. And he'll give you his best because he's seeking your highest welfare. So, actually, all we've got to do is do it. But before we begin, we just got to be aware this is what you want. I want to encounter you, Lord. Not just to know your presence. I must encounter you, meet with you, come into that embrace, touch you, rub up against your anointing. I must. There's no alternative. If you get to that point, nothing will happen. When you get beyond that point and you say, Lord, I'm desperate, then it'll all begin. I'm desperate for it to happen. Not just, well, it's a good idea, because Pastor Colin said this is what you want. Or not, sort of, well, yeah, okay.
I'm waiting, Lord.
You'll wait a long time. But when you get desperate, when you're seeking God with your whole heart, isn't that what the scripture says? You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. When there's that, almost that note of desperation, Lord, I'm desperate for you to take me into a totally new place with you. Really desperate, Lord. Then I think God says, at last. You want to enter the heavenly feast? See, the great thing about that prodigal son is before he went back to the father, he was desperate. And because he was desperate, the father laid the feast on for him. Gave him, you know, the best robe, ring for his finger, and all the rest, shoes on his feet. The elder brother, he wasn't desperate. He wasn't desperate for anything. He was just there. Listening to all those that were enjoying the feast, but not entering into himself, because he wasn't desperate. He was just full of negativity and resentment. That this God of love had been so merciful to such a great sinner. But you see, in that parable, the father loved that prodigal in all these ways. He loved the elder son too. But the elder son wasn't desperate. He was just full of himself. Well, I do everything that I'm supposed to do. I go to the 8 o'clock every day and I do this and I do that. But no. God! I need you, Lord. When we're all crying out like that, this place will be so full of God. So will you be. But it's got to be a cry that comes from your heart, not from your throat. Can't put it on. And if you think, well, crying out to God isn't my style, precisely, needs to become your style. But when your love for him really responds to this great love that he has for you, that's the key. Just close your eyes for a moment. We're going to stand up and pray in a minute, but just before we do, just close your eyes. See? I don't want you to pray at this moment. I just want you to close your eyes. I actually want you to think rather than to pray. Now, just think of yourself as the agapetos of God, the beloved one of God. Just think of yourself like that. I am beloved by God. I am the beloved one of God. Ho agapetos, the beloved one. He loves me with an everlasting love. Nothing can separate me from that love. Because I am his beloved, he seeks my highest good. He wants to give to me, not from a distance. He wants me to draw near, right into the presence of the Holy One who dwells in the Holy of Holies. He wants me in that embrace. He is the anointed one, the Christ. He wants me to rub up against that anointing in a spiritual embrace, spiritual hug, if you like. That's what he wants for me. But it's a holy love. It's a holy embrace. Just think, this is what he's always wanted for you. And he's persevered in his love while you've remained really at a distance, not quite in that place, eh? But he's persevered. He hasn't given up on you. When you've thought, oh, I don't feel like worshiping today. Oh, I feel too tired. When you thought, I can't be bothered. When you thought, oh, I got so many other things I want to do. He's been aware of it. Been aware of your thoughts, your reactions, but he's never responded negatively. His attitude has always been, okay, I'll wait until you do want me. And you do want to worship and you do want to encounter me. You do want to be close. You do want my best. I'll wait. But no matter how you love me, I'm never going to give up on you. My love for you will never lessen. It'll be strong as ever it was, and it will always remain so. Nothing, not even your half-heartedness, will separate you from my love, because I love you. I've committed myself to love you eternally. Hallelujah. Now can you begin to thank him for that kind of love? Just begin to thank him for the love that he has for you. The nature of that. I have no secret agendas. He just loves you. He just loves you. You're his child. You're his beloved. You see it in the meetings on Sundays, don't you, when there's the little babies, how they're beloved by their parents. They're just holding them and cuddling them and showing them off to everybody, and everybody wants a cuddle. Well, God is want that, not in an emotional way, but you see, this is what God wants. He wants to hold you as his child. He wants you close. He says, you're mine, you're my child. There's a sense in which he wants to show you off to the world. He wants to say, look, this is my child. This is how my child can radiate my life, my love, my power, my child, my beloved. Hallelujah. Let's come out of our places into the middle and just begin to worship him. We won't use the instruments. The only instrument we use is our voices. But just begin to express whatever is in your heart now. Don't hide it in your heart. Just let it all out. He wants so much more for you. He wants so much more for me than we're enjoying at this time. He's not whipping us, beating us, scolding us. He said, come on, come to me, come to me. Just draw near to my love. Hallelujah. Just draw near to that throne of love. There you'll find mercy and grace to help you in your time of need. There you'll find my favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. I want your best, Lord. I want your best. So that I can love you in the best way possible, so that I can fulfill those commandments. I can't do it in my own strength. Oh, Lord, 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 I want to rub up against you. I want to rub up against that anointing. O paparia leto bakala sita di santo bakatoria leto bakala sinema. O paparia leto bakala sita di santo bakatoria leto bakala sinema. O paparia leto bakala sita di santo bakatoria leto bakala sita di santo. O paparia leto bakala sita di santo bakatoria leto bakala sita di santo. O paparia leto bakala sita di santo bakatoria leto bakala sinema. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Paparaza taparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. O paparia lato bakala sita di santa bakataria leto bakala sita di santo. O paparia lera bakala sitri santo pocaturia lera bakala sitri sandoma. O paparia lera bakala sitri santo pocaturia lera bakala sitri santo. O pasataparia lera bakala sitri santo pocaturama. O paparia lera bakala sitri sandoma. O paparia lera bakala sitri santo pocalazutoma. O papare alera bacala sitri santo bacatori alera bacala sinaba. O papare alera bacala sitri santo bacatari alera bacala sinaba. O Jesus, 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 Jesus. O Jesus, 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 Jesus. O Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Po papara zadabaria letra bakala zadabala tubala tundama. Oh papara taparia letra bakala zidaba. Oh, papare eletto, but Holy Spirit, help us. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, papare zadabari eletto, bakalazito balantuma. Oh, papare eletto, bakalazito di santo, bakatori eletto. Oh, papare alato, bakalazito di santari eletto, bakalazito ma. Oh, come on, papare zenema. Come on, Lord, come on, Jesus. Oh, papare aletto bacalazito di santo. 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 Oh, papare aletto bacalazino. Oh, mamari eleno ma satapari eleno ma. Oh, papari eleno ma calazino ma. Oh, papari eleno ma calazito ma. Oh, papari eleno ma calazito di santo. Oh, papari eleno ma calazito di santo ma. Oh, papari eleno ma calazino ma. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Porata pari eletto bacalazino ma. Oh, mamara lana mazandari elena mazandu. Oh, papari eletto bacalazito di sandu ma. Oh, mamara sana mazino ma. Oh, rata pari eletto bacalazito di sandu. Oh, mamara sada barandu ma. Oh, Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Pura la basata paria lera bacalazinuma. Oh paparia lera bacalazito di sando bacalazito di sanduma. Oh mamara salamazata paria lenduma. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Por alla basata paria lera bacalazito di sanduma. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Por parra zarabaria lera bacalazito ma. Oh paparia lera bacalazito di sanduma. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Por alla basata paria lera bacalazito di sandu. Oh, mamma rasa da bari eletto bacalazino ma. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Por alla basa da bari eletto bacalazito di sandu ma. Oh, papare alza da bari eletto bacalazito balandu ma. Por papare alza da bari eletto bacalazito di sandu ma. Oh, papara zarabari eletto bacalazito di sanduma. Papara zarabari eletto bacalazito di sanduma. Oh, Jesus, we are so weak in ourselves that we do not even know how to pray. Yet the Holy Spirit himself prays in us and for us, sometimes with such intensity that we find ourselves groaning. No words can express the depth of what he is working in us. God searches our hearts, and he certainly knows what he causes his Spirit to pray for us as his saints, the people he has set apart for himself. His Spirit will always pray in and through us according to God's will. We can be sure then that in everything God is working for the welfare of those who love him, those he has called according to his purpose. He knew who would be his because he decided before he created us that he would have a people who would be like his son, those who would live as his brothers and sisters. This is why he called you as part of his eternal purpose. This is why, having called you, he made you totally acceptable to him. This is why you are destined for the glory that is already yours in Christ. How can we respond to such wonderful truths? If we are part of God's divine will, how can any opposition prevent his purposes for us? So intent is he on seeing his plans fulfilled. He did not protect his son from the necessary cost of giving his life for us all, because through his grace, he wanted to give us everything that belongs to Christ. Yes, what he has, we are to have. He died, was raised back to life, and is now seated in glory at God's right hand, all for our benefit. His blood liberates us. His Spirit enables us and speaks on our behalf. So who could ever separate us from God's love for us? A love that he has so clearly demonstrated already. Do you really think God has forgotten all about you because you experience trouble or find the going tough or because you have to suffer persecution of some kind? Do you really think God has stopped loving and caring for you because there is famine or you are in great need or you are in danger even of losing your life? It was written, it was for your sake that we face death and are as sheep that are being led away to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than victorious through him, for he has already won the victory for us and demonstrated such love for us. I am totally convinced that death cannot separate us from him or his love. Neither can anything that could ever happen to us in this life. No angels can stand in the way of God's personal love for us, nor can any demons prevent that love. Nothing in the present, nor anything that could happen in the future, would be able to destroy God's love for us. There is no spiritual power, nor any created power, that will ever be able to separate us from God's love for us that has already been so clearly expressed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Come on, let's thank him for that love, that great love, such wonderful love. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Pora la basata paria leto bakalasi to di santo. Oh, papara zata paria leto bakalasi to di santo ma. Oh, papara leto bakalasi to di santo bakatoria leto bakalasi to di santo. Oh, basata paria leto bakalasi to di santo bakatoria lenoma. Oh, papara leto bakalasi to di santo ma. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begatori elena mazondama. O papari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papa calazata begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begatari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begatari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begatari eleto begalasi tri. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri santo begatari eleto begalasi tri santo. O pazarabari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papari eleto begalasi tri sandama. O papa calazutri santo pacataria letto pacalazidoma. O papa pacalazutri santo pacataria letto pacalazidoma. O paparia letto pacalazitri santo. O pazataparia letto pacalazitri sandoma. O paparia letto pacalazitri sandoma. O razataparia letto pacalazidoma. O paparia zeto pacalazitri santo. O paparia lettoma. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 create that longing, that yearning in us, Lord. Create that yearning in every heart, that longing for you, that longing for you, Lord, that longing to know you, to really know you. Oh, that longing for your embrace, that longing, Lord, to really draw near to you. Create that longing in every heart. Create that longing, that almost that desperation, Lord. Oh, to know you, to meet with you, to rub up against that anointing, your anointing, Lord, the anointing of the Christ. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasino. O papari eleto bacalasitri sandoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasino. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Por alla basso papari eleto bacalasitri sandoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari elenoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri sandari eleto bacalasinoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasinoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasinoma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Po papari eleto bacalasitri sandoma. O papari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasutuma. O papari eleto bacalasitri sanduma. Bolatapari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasinuma. Boparazatapari eleto bacalasitri santo bacatari eleto bacalasinuma. O papari eleto bacalasitri sanduma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. 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 Por la basoto paria leto bacalasino. Balata paria leto bacalasito di santoma. O paparia leto bacalasito di sandoma calasinoma. O paparia leto bacalasito di sandoma. O pasata paria leto bacalasito di sandoma. O paparia leto bacalasito di sandoma. O papa pakarasita di sanduma. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your patience, your loving kindness for each one of us. Thank you, Lord. You've waited so patiently for us to really desire you with all our hearts. To long for you. To long to be one with you. Oh, Lord, Lord, just create that in every heart here. Oh, that longing for you, Lord. Pora la bazada bari aleto ba kala zidri sanduma. Oh, papa razada bari aleto ba kala zidri sanduma zanduma. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Halala basoturi sato bagala soturi santoma. Oh, papara zarabari aleto bagala sitri sando. Basatabari aleto bagala sitri sando. Balatabari aleto bagala sitri sando. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Popapare satapare letu bakalasita di santo. O papara zatapare letu bakalasitama. Come on, pour your heart out to him. Don't just stand there thinking about him or thinking about yourself. Pour out your heart to him. Tell him how much you long for him, yearn for him, desire him. Para la basata balena. O rasata baria leto bakala sitri sandoma. Bazata baria leto bakala sitri santo bakatoria leto bakala sina. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Surata parazata paria leto bagalazita ba. Paparazata paria leto bagalazita di sandama. Oh, paparazata paria leto bagalazita di santo. Oh, basata paria leto bagalazita di santo bagatoria leto bagalazinama. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Poparaza da baria letu pagalazita di santo. Oh, mamma razala mazutaba. Oh, mamma razito di santo pagalazino ma. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Pura ta paria letu pagalazita aria letnu mazuntama. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Jesus, 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 Lord. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. I will praise you forever for what you have done. Let's just lift our voices together and praise him now. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you for all that you have done. We bless you. We thank you. Papa Razatabadia, Leto Bakalasita. Bala taparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. O papara zataparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. O paparia lato bakala sita di sanduma. Praise you for all you have done, Lord. Popara zataparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. Popara zataparia leto bakala sita ma. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pora taparia leto bakalasita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalasita di sandu. O pazataparia leto bakalasita di sanduma. O papara zataparia leto bakalasita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakalasita di sando bakataria leto bakalasita di sanduma. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We praise you. Oh, we exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Come on, Jesus. 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 Poparaza tabaria leto bakala sita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. O paparia leto bakala sita. Yes, 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 yes. Parataparia leto bakala sita. O rataparia leto bakala sita di sanduma. O paparia leto mazataria leto bakala sita. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, I exalt you, Lord. Pura tapari alero bakala sita di sandama. O papari alero bakala sita di santo. O pazarabari alero bakala sita di sandama. O papari alero bakala sita ba. Yes, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. All that is within me, all that is within me, all that is within me, bless your holy name. Porata paria leto bakala zidoma. Lord, we thank you for what you are working in us, what you are going to do in us this week. Lord, you tell us to draw near with full assurance of faith. Lord, I just pray that you give to us that full assurance of faith that we're going to rub up against your anointing. We're going to meet with you in those life-transforming ways that are going to raise us up from the level where we're living now, so that as we touch that you in the position, that wonderful position that you have granted us by your grace, so, Lord, you will impact us more and more and more to live much closer to that position. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're going to raise the level of our performance so that we bear much, much more fruit for the glory and the praise of your name. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Bless you, bless you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.